This is CPR News. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. There's an unusual 1800s ironwork bridge spanning the Rio Grande River in the San Luis Valley. Now, it is the site of a new Bureau of Land Management Lobatos Bridge outdoor classroom. KRCC's Shana Lewis explains.
Indigenous tribes began living in the area east of Antonito many millennia ago. Eventually, Hispanic families moved there too, including Larry Mondragon's ancestors, who once had a store by the river. He says they'd be proud of this new educational space.
They valued community and practical knowledge and passing their skills to the next generation. So this outdoor learning center is exactly the kind of place I think that they would have wanted their descendants to use and to protect.
Visitors to the site will find signs about its long and varied history, along with other recreational facilities. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The annual Stagecoach Ice Fishing Tournament is planned for early 2026, but participants will have to wait longer than usual to cast their lines. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The annual ice fishing tournament at a state park south of Steamboat Springs has been pushed back from January 3rd to January 17th. The area experienced above average temperatures in December, which caused ice to form but melt faster than normal. Friends of the Stagecoach president and event coordinator Catherine Scott said the tournament's date was moved due to safety concerns.
That's just not long enough because of the temperature of the water to get the depth or the thickness of ice that we need to be on the reservoir so it's safe for people to walk out there.
The Stagecoach Ice Fishing Tournament was canceled last year due to staffing issues. It is expected to draw 300 people in its 2026 return. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News. Have a great Monday.